VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A major fire has broken out at the famed Notre Dame Cathedral in central Paris, causing huge damage to the 12th century building. Media footage showed the cathedral continuing to burn as night fell Monday, with flames leaping uncontrollably from the roof after the spire collapsed. French media report that fire officials say the fire could be potentially linked to renovation work at the building. The medieval Catholic cathedral is one of the most visited historical monuments in Europe. The redacted version of the special counsel's Russia investigation report will be available to Congress and the public this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Justice Department says it will release the report Thursday after officials finish stripping it of grand jury and other sensitive information. Attorney General William Barr has already told Congress the probe did not find that Trump associates conspired with Russia during the election, but the special counsel did not reach a definitive conclusion on whether President Trump's actions amounted to obstruction of justice. Barr says he doesn't believe there's enough evidence to prove he did. The president's again seized on that today in attacking the probe.
However, that doesn't mean that the rest of us aren't going to have a different opinion.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says it'll depend on just how much information remains unredacted and available to the public. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sudanese protest organizers say the military tried to break up their days-long sit-in outside army headquarters in Khartoum, but eventually backed off. Prosecutors say the military tried to disperse the sit-in but were blocked Monday by demonstrators joining hands and forming rings to prevent the soldiers from advancing. The Sudanese Professionals Organization is the main group leading the protest movement. They're calling for more people to join the sit-in. This is VOA News. The operator of Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant began removing fuel rods Monday from one of three reactors that melted down in 2011. The Tokyo Electric Power Company said workers started removing the first of the used and unused fuel units from a cooling pool at Reactor 3. The operation is more than 4 years behind schedule. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he's ready for another meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un to try to help salvage faltering nuclear negotiations between the United States and the North. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Moon's comments came after Kim over the weekend issued his harshest criticism yet over South Korea's diplomatic role, accusing Seoul of acting like an overstepping mediator and demanding that it diverge from Washington to support the North's position more strongly. Moon met Kim 3 times last year and also brokered nuclear talks between Washington and Pyongyang following tensions created by North's nuclear and missile tests and the exchange of war threats between Kim and President Donald Trump. I'm Zaria Shackley.
An independent monitoring group in Pakistan has expressed concern about the state of human rights in the country. It's calling for the immediate remedy of the issues highlighted in its annual report, released Monday. VOA correspondent Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan expressed concern over what it said were massive violations of human rights in Pakistan last year. The report cited unprecedented curbs on freedom of expression, intimidation of journalists and human rights activists, and restrictions on their freedom of movement, assembly, or association. The HRCP said minorities continued to face violence, abductions, and forced conversions to Islam.
Canada is imposing more sanctions on the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who it blames for the country's deteriorating political and economic situation. The World Health Organization reported Monday that the number of measles cases worldwide nearly quadrupled in the first 3 months of the year compared to the same period last year. More than 30 journalists and publishers were to face charges Monday over their reporting on Cardinal George Pell's trial for child sex abuse in Australia. Prosecutors are seeking fines and jail terms over accusations that news outlets breached strict suppression orders in the case. And the top story of the hour, a major fire now burning at the famed Notre Dame Cathedral in the Parisian capital. Huge damage has been caused to the 12th century building. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.